It is so wonderful to have everybody here this evening. My name is Mitchell Gold, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to host the Interfaith Alliance's Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Awards. This is a really dear organization to me. Almost 10 years ago, I was talking to Judith Light about my interest in having people of good faith speak out and speak for all the good that America can be. And she said to me, I don't want to get verklempt doing this, but I have to tell you this. She said to me, you have to meet Welton Gaddy. And in my wildest dreams, I never thought this nice Jewish boy from Trenton, New Jersey, would have so many friends who are clergy, who I really call dear and close friends. And upon meeting Welton, and it really was an important part of my life to meet somebody who took his faith and really speaks out for justice and equality and does so many good things. And I'm reminded when I see the video to say to you that Shelley Wright, a country singer from Nashville, an evangelical country singer, when she came out about 6 or 7 years ago, she was really struggling because she is a person of deep faith. And she was looking for clergy that could help her, that could guide her. And I introduced her to Welton, and Welton really became a spiritual advisor for her during her period of coming out. And the important thing I just want you to understand is that this is the reach of the Interfaith Alliance, because Welton speaks to X amount of people, and Jack speaks to X amount of people, but then there's someone like Shelley Wright who is out saying all the right and good things so that the people that follow country music, the people that unfortunately elect a lot of bad politicians and a lot of bad policies, but she's out saying things to them that are really important for them to hear. And when I was looking at the video and thought about the reach of the Interfaith Alliance, that really resonated with me. In 2012, I was honored with this award, and I can tell you it's a very special award because I don't think there's that much. This is what America stands for, faith and freedom, and this is what the Interfaith Alliance is. I'm especially happy this evening that my friend Diane Rehm is here, and it's just always great to be with you. And I remember the first time you came into our store, and you look as glamorous tonight as you did then. And Kazir Khan, we haven't met formally, but I look forward to talking to you afterwards. You were so busy when you came in, but it's really an honor for me to have both of you in our store this evening. In the last few years, the LGBT community, as well as many other groups, have made great strides in really having religious freedom. And religious freedom, what used to be used as a shield, is now being used as a sword. And now, of course, the work of the Interfaith Alliance becomes that much more important. So again, I really appreciate you all being here this evening. And it's my pleasure to introduce a good friend that I've gotten to know over the years. I call him my personal rabbi, Jack Moline, a really terrific person.
Thank you, Mitchell. Please let me introduce Reverend Dr. C. Welton Gaddy.
I'm doing the invocation. I was told to do that so I wouldn't speak so long. But I'm delighted to see you and delighted to do the prayer. Holy Presence, who some call God, others Allah, and still others, names as diverse as the people who speak them. Happily, we gather this evening with good friends to honor Diane Rehm and Kazir Khan, who have made life better for scores of people and for all people, have modeled true patriotism, courage, love, and a commitment to justice, like we experienced in the life and work of Walter Cronkite, the man, the most trusted man in America, for whom this award was named. We give great thanks for the visionaries who formed Interfaith Alliance, and the thousands of people who have supported this organization and its work to which we are devoted. Honesty has become scarce. Democracy is threatened. Religion is prostituted for political gain. Religious freedom is misunderstood, ignored, and altered in its meaning found in our Constitution. Holy One, help us and strengthen us in our efforts to restore integrity to religion and vitality to our democracy. We seek the wisdom that guides us to do good, which means to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. Amen.
Welcome to Interfaith Alliance's 2017 Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Awards, honoring Diane Rehm and Khizr Khan. As you know by now, I am Jack Moline, president of Interfaith Alliance. It is my pleasure to greet you here at Mitchell Gold and Bob Williams in Washington, D.C., and a special hello goes out to all of the people watching our very first live stream of this event on Facebook. A special hello to Barbara Dworkin, who made it to D.C. and then took ill and couldn't be here tonight. So hello, Barbara. There are many people here tonight who deserve recognition, but none more so than those of you standing on your feet. So please allow me to move quickly through these moments of thanks so that we can get to our program as quickly as possible. First of all, you have already met my friend, teacher, and predecessor, Reverend Dr. C. Welton Gaddy, who is still the host of our exceptional podcast and broadcast radio show, State of Belief. It is because of him that we are around to continue protecting faith and freedom. He is here with his wife, Judy. Please greet him. Next, my exceptional staff, Michelle Mallett, who shepherded this evening, Jay Keller, Isa Hyde, Ray Kirstein, Heidi Combs-Janda, and our communication consultants, Ari Geller, Josh Glassstetter, and the entire West End strategy team. Also with us this evening are members of our board, including our chair, Helio Fred Garcia, Jay Warren Klein, Claudia Wiegand, David Curry, Iqbal Mamdani, and Bob Myers. Not here in the room, but close at heart, are Margaret Lambiris, who's recovering from an illness, Bishop Carlton Pearson, whose travel plans changed at the last minute, and Kyle Jones, who is at home in Phoenix with his infant baby. And you will, isn't that nice? And you will meet Fred shortly. We are hosted tonight by my dear friend, our dear friend, Mitchell Gold and his staff. We were proud to honor Mitchell for his good work at the Cronkite Awards in 2012. In addition to his fabulous taste and welcoming philosophy, and I hope you read it when you came in the door today, Mitchell is also pursuing his great idea, persuading faith communities in America to destigmatize differences in sexual orientation and identity through his group, Faith in America. You should check it out. Assisting us tonight are a number of volunteers, including our longtime supporter, John Elliott, and some exceptional students from William and Mary who are spending the semester in Washington. And I thank our talented musicians, the Lady Quartet. Joining us tonight are coalition partners and collaborating organizations, too numerous to mention, but I thank each and all of you for what you do. And we are especially honored to be joined by Ambassador David Saperstein, whose work on religious freedom has not only shaped the nation, it has in many ways shaped the world. Many people have helped in the sponsorship of this evening. You saw their names as you came in this evening. and all of you have contributed to this evening's success. So rather than calling out all of those names for recognition, I ask you to take a moment right now and introduce yourself to the people on either side of you, even if you came here together, and thank them on my behalf for supporting Interfaith Alliance. Please. There are two more introductions before we get to the main event. The family of Bishop Jane Holmes Dixon were gracious and generous in chairing this event. In addition to being a Cronkite Award recipient herself, Bishop Jane served as chair of our board, our senior advisor for religious affairs, and incidentally, suffragan bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington, D.C. Bishop Jane was the conscience of Interfaith Alliance, never letting us forget our ultimate purpose, which is, as she framed it, working for a world in which all are accepted and none is despised. Her family is here en masse, and it is my pleasure to call on Mary Dixon Rademan to say a few words to you about this extraordinary woman and the legacy she left for all of us. Mary?
Good evening. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here with my dad and my brothers, my husband here tonight, as Kizra Khan and Diane Rehm are honored with the Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Award. Working at the Interfaith Alliance was, well, it was the heart of my mom's legacy. This was the place where she felt, I think, most at home. And receiving the Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Award several years ago was without a doubt the highlight of her life and work. The work of the Interfaith Alliance is so important, as you all know and we've heard, promoting civil discourse, public policy, and all in the pursuit of greater religious tolerance is work that has never been more important than it is where we find ourselves today. And I urge you all to do what you can to help and support the Interfaith Alliance. Public dialogue, civil discourse, and pursuit of the truth are all the hallmarks of the Diane Rehm Show and of Diane's entire career. Many of you may know that my mother and Diane were the dearest of friends. My mom would be so pleased that Diane is receiving the Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Award tonight. It would make her so very happy to know that the organization she loved so much was reaching out with love to someone she loved so much. So for my family, just thank you for allowing us to be here as Mr. Khan and Diane receive this award tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary, and thanks to this exceptional family, David, who we all know as Dixie, David and Monica, Ed and Anne, and of course, Mary and her husband, Mike.